October 21, 1925. Effects of one act in the divine will. The sorrow of Jesus is suspended in the divine will, waiting for the sinner. This morning, on coming, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, I bring you the kiss of all heaven." And as he was saying this, he kissed me and added, "All of heaven is in my will, and because they are in this supreme volition, whatever I do, they feel the echo of my acts, and as though responding to my echo, they repeat what I do." Having said this, he disappeared. But after a few hours he came back, telling me, "My daughter, return to me the kiss I gave you, because all of heaven, my mama, our celestial father and the divine spirit, are awaiting the requital of your kiss, because, since an act of theirs has come out in my will toward the creature who lives in the exile, they yearn for the requital of it to be returned to them in my same will." So, as he drew his mouth close to mine, almost trembling, I gave him my kiss, which produced a harmonious sound, never before heard, which rose up high and diffused in everything and to everyone. And Jesus, with unspeakable love, added, "How beautiful are the acts in my will! Ah! You do not know the power, the greatness, the marvel of one act in my will. This act moves everything, heaven and earth, as if they were one single act. And all creation, the angels, the saints, give and receive the return of that act. Therefore, an act done in my will cannot be without return, otherwise all would feel the sorrow of a divine act which has moved everyone, everyone putting of his own into it. And yet, it is not requited. The operating of the soul in my will is like the silvery sound of a vibrant and shrill bell, which sounds so loudly as to call the attention of all. And it sounds and sounds again, so sweetly, that all recognize, at that sound, the operating of the soul in my will, all receiving the glory and the honor of a divine act." Having said this, he disappeared. Then, I was continuing the fusing of myself in the divine will, feeling sorrow for each offense which has ever been given to my Jesus, from the first to the last man who will come upon earth. And while feeling sorrow, I asked for forgiveness. But while I was doing this, I said to myself, "My Jesus, my love, it is not enough for me to feel sorrow and to ask for forgiveness, but I would like to annihilate any sin, so that you may never, never again be offended." And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, I had a special sorrow for each sin, and upon my sorrow hung the pardon for the sinner. Now, this sorrow of mine is suspended in my will, waiting for the sinner when he offends me, so that, as he feels sorrow for having offended me, my sorrow may descend to feel sorrow together with his, and immediately grant him forgiveness. But, how many offend me and do not feel sorrow? So, my sorrow and forgiveness are suspended in my will, and as though isolated. Thank you, my daughter, for coming into my will to keep company with my sorrow and with my forgiveness. Please continue to go around in my will, and making my sorrow your own, cry out, for each offense, sorrow, forgiveness. So that I may not be the only one who feels sorrow and impetrates forgiveness, but I may have the company of the little daughter of my will, who feels sorrow together with me."